This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Leading into the preseason finale, all of a sudden his reps sort of decreased with the ones, and he started getting more run with the two, and then he obviously plays the first four series of the third preseason game. I know some people speculated, well, they just want to get him reps with Woodson. It was odd. And then you start to wonder, like, well, if they can't trade Duggar, maybe they'd trade Jabril. Turns out, to this point, they could trade neither. They're trying to basically say it's a scheme thing, to which I would say, maybe not the perfect scheme fit, but there's no way he's not one of your best 53.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yes, if you believe the KJ Show. The KJ Show on WEEI. There's only 1 hour left, so please remember to convert. Real KJ Show YouTube started Monday at noon. If you believe in the KJ Show, you believe in a higher power. If you believe.
Yes.
Yes. Next week, fantasy football will occupy this time. KJ Show, Sundays, no more. No problem. Just, hey, I just know what it's like to die three times here, right? I got me again. As Mike Giardi earlier this week here on WEEI explaining something that I find just kind of very odd, the release of Jabril Peppers? I'll get to that shortly. Let's get to your text, 617-779-7937. We've been talking Red Sox, talking Patriots now. What you got, Brian?
Let's stick with football. Let's go to this 413 text saying, hey, KJ, I'm downgrading the Patriots win total from 9 wins to 7 wins. They will have the same amount of wins as UNC this season.
Well, in terms of UNC, did you see what happened to Clemson last night?
I did.
Belichick's got one of them for them, too. So, yeah, Carolina's going to win more than 7 games. Patriots winning 7 games. I don't know if I can come down from 9 to 7 if you didn't already believe that they were going to win 8. I'm gonna leave it at 9. And the reason I'm going to leave it at 9 is because this is where I want to remind people that last year you said there was an inept head coach. And I'm not going to argue with you that there wasn't. But the way you go from inept to adept is you win games. And so there should be no reason where the Patriots are losing games where they should win, and it falls on the head coach. So this team should win 9 games. Like I said, I think it might be a bit of scoreboard watching on the very last weekend. Maybe there's you need help from a couple other teams. I think if there's a mission statement is on the very last game of the season, A, the Patriots have something to play for, and B, there are going to be some scoreboard watching, right? I think that's where that's the watermark. Don't give me this 6-7 games. It's a rebuild. No, bro, this isn't a college program where a bunch of seniors left and we have no NIL money. This is the NFL, and nothing is promised. So if you believe you have the pieces in place right now, You should not go out there and say, we have enough pieces to win us 6-7 games. So I'm going to, if you're at 9, I would say stay at 9 and let Mike Vrabel and his coaching prove it. Right? Because if you say, hey, if you believe that Vrabel is twice the coach that Gerard Mayo was, then that's 8-9 wins. Another text.
KJ, this is a 508 text. KJ, the biggest flaw of this Sox team is Cora's continued mismanagement of the pitching and the pen.
Yeah, part of it is what's been put on your plate, right? Like when Crochet is put on your plate, you're like, boy, best steakhouse in the seaport. The surf and turf, maybe the best in America. Second plate, you're like, oh my gosh, this is one of the special restaurants over here in JP. Brian Bayo's and that flavor. Oh my gosh, you can't get a good Cape Verdean dish anywhere else in America but in Boston or Fall River, right? Then with your third, you're like, gosh, Lucas Giolito, it's like one of the better Italian restaurants in the North End. And then when you get to Dustin May, you're like, I won't say the restaurant's name because then it would imply that it's, but just think of one of your favorite longtime restaurants. But if you go to a particular location, you gotta like, clearly this is not the classic service we've been getting. That's what's been happening with your fourth starter in the rotation. It's kind of like it's been a hit and miss going getting your favorite sandwich at, say, location A versus location L. That's what's been going on. So it's kind of like what's been dealt to Cora. So in fairness, Cora's 1-2-3s are fine. The bullpen, at sometimes it's been overused, and other times it's been like, hey, you can't do the job? Like, I'm with you with this, Texter. Friday night was a complete embarrassment. Like, it could have been such a statement that Paul Skeens, who had great stuff, you got to him, you got him out of the game, you had the lead, and you didn't even lose the game to Paul Skeens. That's what makes it worse. It'd been one thing if Skeens shut you down and one run, that's what Paul Skeens does. You got to him, and you still lost that game. So Cora can only put the guys out there that is served up to him, that's available on the menu. That goes back to management. Two more, and then we'll get into football.
617 text thinking, Walker Buehler is a better option than Dustin May at the back end of the rotation.
Hey, Walker, hey, you haven't changed your number yet, big head. Hey, big head, how you doing? You know, like, we're like, can you come back around, please?
Yes.
Because, I mean, Dustin May, you know, we were kind of like, okay, well, he looked good against the Sox. And you know what that reminded me of? Oh, God, who's the horrible receiver that used to kill Belichick and when he was with the Dolphins and he came here? Oh, gosh, he was only here for a year. He was horrible. Oh, gosh, I can't think of his name. That's how bad he was. And Parker, yeah.
Devontae Parker,
yeah. Remember,
that was Matt Patricia's boy, I believe. I think Patricia helped bring him in.
Look at Patricia almost pitching a shutout against Texas yesterday.
Right.
Sometimes you need to go where you belong. You know, like, hey, maybe Patricia, that thing, and even the tampered down beard, you know, because I guess you can't be on college campuses looking like a serial killer.
He still has the pencil in his ear, though.
That's perfectly fine, because at least somewhere it's where a student can use a pencil. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're taking standardized testing, Matt Patricia could be a help. In pro football, I mean, bro, it's probably good that you had a pencil because you need to erase a lot of that stuff that you were doing, especially the head coach. Jeez, no offense, my God. But yeah, I think, how can I say this the right way without being completely wrong? Or maybe I'm just going to be just absolutely wrong. Yeah, I just.
Should I have my finger over the dump button here?
No. If it gets to that point, then let's not get over the dump button. One more text and then I'll get into the combo.
508 text pertaining to the rejoin we just played. Do you think Vrabel got rid of guys who didn't want to be here, for example, Kendrick Bourne or Jabril Peppers, or got rid of guys that didn't fit the culture here in New England?
Oh, my goodness. See, that's what I love about the text line. In an environment where it's like, hey, just send me a text. Don't call me. I mean, look, you can call me anytime. But we are that. KJ, why do you do the text line? Because that's what people do. If I got a phone call, tell me you're not one of those people who's like, is everything okay? It must be serious. They're making a phone call. And then the other part of it is usually people usually making the phone call. You can hear the rotary dialing right as they're making their last, they're dialing that last seven. Zzz, like, damn, how old are they? But absolutely, it makes me wonder is Jabril Peppers the last of the old culture that isn't staying? Because watch this. There wasn't any viable, if you knew that this was somebody you were going to waive, why didn't you trade him for some type of compensation? Somebody's got a fifth or a sixth round pick that you can use, that you can just tie together to get something bigger. Like, how do you just let him go with nothing being kept? I'm a little bit baffled. Can I say I understand? I understand, but I don't understand now, right? Because you're going to tell me that, as you heard the clip from Giardi, he's not one of your 53 best players. Better yet, he's not one of your better safeties, and you're just going to let him go for no compensation? That makes no sense. Kendrick Bourne, I could see that because probably there was no compensation out there. And same thing with Javon Baker. I don't think there was going to be any compensation to get those two players. But there's no way you can tell me that there was not, you could not get some type of base compensation for Jabril Peppers. I mean, who was the guy Josh Uche, right? Josh Uche, I mean, had the body of an NFL Hall of Famer, had the play of an NFL scoreboard. Like, this guy moved, he was as effective as a scoreboard, right? Nothing unless you put something in it. Even they got compensation for him when he went to the Chiefs. I don't even think the Chiefs kept him. So why would you not get any compensation for Jabril Peppers and just let him go? I find that a bit odd. Now, if you're so confident on the defense, okay, that's a Vrabel thing. And if that's what you believe, then okay, I get that. But still, why not get compensation for it? Also, Tommy DeVito has been brought in as the third quarterback. So now, A, are they really holding three quarterbacks? And B, does this mean the end of Josh Dobbs? Which would be
hopefully
interesting. Well, we hope, right? But, and this is kind of interesting what's playing out. See, Tommy Cutlets brings attention. Different type of attention than Joe Milton. Where Joe Milton, it's always been like, oh man, if he could just slow down. I say he's the Happy Gilmore of backup quarterbacks. If Joe Milton figures out how to soften his touch, this brother's a superstar. And that may worry you or whatever you decided to do to acquiesce to Drake May. But then Josh Dobbs comes in, and this guy is not challenging Drake May at all. I mean, Drake May could literally start shopping for his offensive lineman because he knows he's not going to be pushed by at all by his backup. But does Tommy DeVito now offer that? Because when's the last time the Patriots had three quarterbacks on the roster? Belichick wasn't really a fan of it. It wasn't yet two quarterbacks last year. You don't get Tommy DeVito to move him to the practice squad. And you don't move Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs would just say, just give me my outright release. And you'd probably think the same thing with Tommy DeVito. So there may be this little small sneakiness that Vrabel is doing to give a message that anybody at any point can get touched. And I think this may even include Drake May. Now, don't get it twisted. This guy on the radio talking out the side of his arse. I'm not saying that Tommy DeVito is the future quarterback of the Patriots. However, Tommy DeVito does offer a narrative and a push of where maybe Drake May feels a little uncomfortable again and can't assume that the job is just his. Maybe, right? Because if I'm looking at the Giants, I'm thinking like, hey, you might be able to get a better compensation if you say we're going to try and trade Jameis Winston, say maybe for, you know, a fifth and, you know, get that, you know, get some dead money off of your books, just let it sit dead and, you know, go with Jackson Dart as your two and Tommy DeVito as your three, if that's what you were going to do. But I find it interesting that the Patriots did go and get another quarterback in the root. So you were here, Brian, when KJ Domus was just begging, you know, just absolutely begging. Get Josh Dobbs out of that quarterback room. And that may be what you have now. 617-779-7937. KJ Show on Sunday. Remember, KJ Show 24/7. Real KJ Show YouTube starts tomorrow at noon. Jay, thanks so much for calling WEEI. Good Sunday to you. Thank you for being here for what is kind of a bit of a death march at the KJ Show on Sunday mornings.
Hey, I hope your day's running fine. You had some really good important topics to talk about, but I want to talk about, I was watching the replays of the recent games, NFL games.
This must be John Lyons. It must be related to John Lyons. John Lyons will watch a replay all day.
Well, the thing was the two guys are running down for a pass, the defense and the offense, and the defensive guy had his hands all over the offensive guy. They called offensive holding. I said, must be the referee that refereed the Saints-Rams game. Get your glasses on. I mean, if the referees are going to control the outcome of the game, this is not right. And bring in the primary refs, not the secondaries. This is are the season's going to be shot. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, thank you so much for that flame throwing take there. Get off my chest. Yeah, I mean, how to respond to that? The refs are always going to play some type of factor into it. I got to narrow cast this down to the Patriots. On defense, you would figure that Vrabel would have these guys in line to not make some of the silly mistakes that you saw happening last year. You're like, you remember people were thinking like, did these guys forget how to play defense? Did Mayo just completely lose the room? All these different things. Just like, look, it was a lost cause. It's kind of like trying to think of somebody who has a really bad second album. You can help me on the text line with that. Some groups that have had really, that were great first albums, the second album was just horrible. You know, that's what Vrabel's here to prevent, is being a bad repeat of last year. So expect the defense to be a little more polished. Again, with Peppers gone, I find that very interesting. I think that might be more of a culture move. I also think that bringing in Tommy DeVito is a culture move. Remember when Drake May had the little situation with the game against the Commanders, and Vrabel said, you know, I would think that he would know not to do that. And when Vrabel says, I would think he would know not to do that, that kind of says to me that maybe there isn't complete focus from QB1 because he knows he's got the job. All right, 617-779-7937. I'm going to take a break real quick, get your calls lined up, get your text as well. Then I've got Tommy Freeze Pops, and I've got my man coming in, Justin Turpin, to join me next. But right now it's time to trend with Brian Frazoco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
More of the KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
One of the greatest intros to come into, because, well, starting next Sunday at 8, it will be fantasy football. No KJ Show on Sunday.
No!
Yeah.
No!
It's okay. It is okay. So, yes, there is something in the air. It's football. 617-779-7937. All right, minutes away from two of my favorite people. Had to have them on the show in a funny exchange that happened this week with the two of them. Let's go to Sean. He's calling long distance. He's getting up super early for the KJ Show. Next week, you'll be calling to... It's just going to be... I'm kidding. Sean, Red Sox, we've been talking about him as well. Give us your thoughts, bro.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, thank you so much this morning for taking my call. Yeah, I'm really just disgusted with the way they have played. I mean, look, you're talking five straight losses at home against teams that are not good. The Marlins, the Orioles, or the Pirates, I don't get it. This is not a good thing to do. I mean, you need to take this thing seriously, and yesterday was sloppy. I mean, like, come on. This is the Pirates we're talking about, a Pirate team that hasn't won a championship since 1979. We're already getting sick and tired of the New York Yankees. I mean, the Yankees, it just wouldn't be the same without them. They've had an easy schedule. That's why they're lucky to be in this, because look who they played. But, you know, there's no excuse to be playing like this, Red Sox. Absolutely inexcusable. You guys got humiliated by the Pirates. Should have won Friday. You should have left the starter in. I don't know. I don't think there's, like, any concern with them, but this is not okay to be losing against bad teams.
Wait, you were nothing but concerned just there. Sean, thanks for the call. Yeah, the Sox okay with the Pirates. Yeah.
I lost my mojo.
Yeah, the whole dramatic portion of that is like what are we going to do today? So let me bring in Terp. Let me also bring in Freeze Pops. Guys, thank you so much for being here. I enjoyed your show last week. I have no criticisms at all. I put the red pen down after your first break. I was just like, you know what? Yeah, these guys are going to be okay. So can we get a clap for these guys last week doing a show together?
Yes!
Yeah, can we? Yeah, all right. How you doing, fellas?
Doing all right, KJ. Thanks for having me on. And Freeze Pops.
Yeah, the reason why
thanks for having us, KJ. I don't know how we're gonna do this with three guys, but let's try.
Okay, wait a minute, pause.
Pause.
Yeah, so I'm still the lead, okay? You guys will be in the background, okay? You kind of giggled at that, right? You got to watch that, Freeze Pops. So let me step into the conversation, and this is going to work out perfectly fine. Terp, let me come to you first. Like, look, you will tell anybody, the Red Sox have won 7 of their last 10 games. Are you concerned now what you've seen with this Pirates series with their next 10 games?
No, I'm not necessarily concerned, because we have seen this a couple times with this team where they drop games that they should, but we saw what they did last week against the Yankees and the Orioles. So not necessarily concerned, but it feels like this is the weekend you finally could have used Walker Buehler in some mop-up situations, and you didn't have him. So maybe that was a little bit premature. I get it. He was expecting more. The Red Sox were expecting more. But I don't think there's any real reason to be concerned, because at this point, we know what this team is. We've had a large sample size of it. They've had one of the best records in baseball since middle of June, and you know they've proven who they are. So I'm not necessarily concerned.
Freeze Pops, you concerned?
I'm little C concerned, and it's just the general concern that I've continued to have throughout the season, that they just don't have enough starting pitching depth. And I think that Peyton Tolley showed you a ton in his debut, and you hope that he can be sort of that solid guy in your 3-4 spot here down the stretch run. But you're still expecting a lot for Lucas Giolito to hold up through the end of the season. And we've never seen Brian Baio pitch in October. So I'm still concerned, but again, little C concerned. I think that they have sort of figured things out as a team generally. I do still think they're going to make the postseason.
So can we all agree that maybe Dustin May is not the answer if Walker Buehler was not the answer? Does that make sense what I just said? Like, because you felt like, all right, we're going to give May this other start and hopefully we could see something better. But look, he's lost his last four starts since he's been a Red Sox. He's given up 12 runs in the last two games. He's given up 17 hits in these last two games. Do you feel like, and I'll ask Freeze Pops this first, do you feel like that Dustin May is heading towards, like, should they just Walker Buehler him as well?
Yeah. I was just going to actually use that same verb. I believe they should Walker Buehler his fellow former Dodger, Dustin May. And I think when he first got here, we were all sort of using rose-colored glasses to be like, oh, you know, he's going late into games. He's eating innings. And he's really fired up out there. But then when you actually, you know, take the microscope to the performances, and you don't even really need a microscope, it's like, he ain't that good. And there's a reason why the Dodgers were willing to get rid of him. And I know the red hair is fun, but I think it's time to just say the Dustin May experiment is sort of a failure here and look for some other help.
Yeah, Terp, I love how you work with numbers, but Freeze Pops just mentioned something. And I was wondering if you were thinking the same thing as well. You know, the Dodgers were struggling to have starters in their rotation. People were injured and they got rid of May. Were you high on May when he first, you know, when he was acquired, and how do you feel now?
No, I certainly really wasn't really that high on it. I was happy in the moment that they brought in a starting pitcher and somebody that had postseason experience, and maybe I was drinking that Kool-Aid a little bit too much, looking at it like, hey, this guy has pitched in high leverage situations. Obviously came from the Dodgers, has had a good track record earlier in his career, not really as of late. So I was a little bit, you know, had some upside on that. But yeah, I mean, we could all see this experiment's not working. It felt pretty good after he had those two starts right after his first one. Those two weren't bad. He was going later in innings and kind of felt good about those. But yeah, I think it's safe to say this isn't going to work out. But I just don't know if you're in the position to DFA him just because of the lack of arms you have in your rotation right now. I mean, he's not going to factor into the playoff rotation. You'd imagine that's obviously going to be trimmed, but you might have to just ride it out until then because you really don't have any other options.
Final show, the KJ Show on Sunday, 8 to 10 here on WEEI. Got two of my favorite people here at WEEI. Love seeing them grow. Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tom Freeze Pops, and, of course, Justin Turpin, a.k.a. Justin Turpin or a.k.a. Terp. And you can check out their great work on WEEI.com. So I mentioned, and, of course, you guys will be there tomorrow for At Real KJ Show on YouTube. It's a 24/7 channel of KJ. So I know you guys will already be there, channel tomorrow. But
I'm already subscribed.
So it was funny because during this week I said, hey, would you guys both like to be on the show? Because it's the season. I said it was the season finale, right? I said it was the series finale. And Freeze Pops is like, whoa, what the hell is going on here? Like,
that's nasty.
Like, no, wait. Are you leaving us? Or is this just because football is coming in? Yes, so I think it's like a fantasy football show that will be here at Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. I'm just really appreciative. Like, think about it. When is the last time you've heard a show this entertaining 8 to 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning?
Never.
Never.
When you said series finale, I was like, oh, my God, series finale? Where are you going?
Right,
but then
KJ's,
you clarified it's a season finale.
Season finale, yeah.
That's way more palatable to me.
Now here's the other thing. And Terp, you've seen this firsthand. This will be my third death on the station, would it not? Right? It's three. This will be three, right? Because the first one was late night. That's when we first working together, right? When it used to be 10 p.m., right?
Yeah.
We killed him. And then, of course, you know, Lions and I lost the election back in November, so that's another death, right? Right? And then I'm dying again today, so... Here lies KJ for a third time. So I needed to have my pallbearers here, Terp and Tommy Freeze Pops. Okay. All right, back to the good stuff of why you're really here. Let's get to the Patriots, and I want to start off Freeze Pops with Jabril Peppers being released and no compensation coming back, which I think it feels like the bigger story. Do you think there's a little bit of culture club snuck into this move of why Peppers is gone without any type of compensation?
Yeah, I keep trying to figure out why this happened. And I think the clip that you played coming into your last segment with Giardi is sort of how I feel. It's like he might not be a perfect fit with this new scheme, and that's why they were trying to shop Duggar the last month or so.
Yeah.
But he's definitely one of your 53 best players. And he was playing late into the preseason games, and the media was trying to be like, oh, you know, this is clearly them trying to see how he looks next to Woodson and yada, yada. But
or even
seems
could
like
it
they
be
were
like,
trying to shop the guy. And
or could it even be that, hey, Peppers really didn't get full run last year, so this is really like a completely new thing for him. Maybe that's why you give him extended run.
Yeah, so I'm thinking just the more and more I've thought about it, you take a look at the roster heading into this season, and there's really not a lot of guys on that defensive side of the ball that were here last season or were here when Belichick was here.
Right.
I mean, Christian Barmore is really the only guy, and Christian Gonzalez, obviously, are the two guys that stand out as being big pieces from last year's defense that are going to be big pieces in this year's defense. And it really feels like Vrabel was prioritizing getting a new power structure in place in that locker room. So, I mean, that's where I've landed, is that they didn't feel like Peppers was standout enough to keep him around. And this culture shift that they're trying to make is just so vital and so important to what Vrabel's trying to do here, that they said, you know what, it's time to move on, especially if Peppers is going to be a guy that thinks of himself in one way, even though the team probably sees him in a different way at this point in his career. But I am with you. It is surprising they weren't able to get compensation.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's, you know, Terp. So let me get to the other interesting move that happened this week, and that's the acquisition of Tommy DeVito. Our own Brian Frazoco caught a glimpse of him in the North End. Like, how poetic. Like, you didn't find him in Brockton. No, I'm totally kidding. But you saw him in the North End, took a picture, went viral, stuff like that. Do you think this is a statement about having three quarterbacks, or do you think this is a statement of Josh Dobbs, the clock is ticking on you?
I think it could be a mixture of both. I mean, it would make sense for them to carry the three quarterbacks, obviously, with what we saw with Drake May last year, left a couple games last year, obviously, had a little bit of trouble staying on the field. So it would make sense to carry three quarterbacks. And I also think the consensus around the board on Josh Dobbs was he wasn't that good in camp. So, yeah, I mean, you have to bring someone in. You already kind of do have a little bit of concerns, like we said, about Drake May staying on the field. So, yeah, I think you would want another quarterback to either challenge Josh Dobbs to even to, you know, I know he's a veteran and that, you know, Mike Vrabel seems to be very high on him, but his performance in camp wasn't that good. So, yeah, I think that is part of it.
All right, Terp, let's stay here with Drake May. Am I wrong to still think about the mistake that he made in the Commanders game? And I know it's a preseason game. Do you have any concerns that the gambling nature of his persona still hasn't been tamed by this new regime with McDaniels and with Vrabel?
I mean, of course. I part of that, I think it is just always going to be a part of him. Like, that's just how he plays. This is going to be something that you're going to have to deal with Drake May. And you saw that with other quarterbacks like Josh Allen, whoever it may be. You see this across the league where guys take risk, and, you know, sometimes it's going to lead to the oohs and ahs and big plays and touchdowns, and others it's going to lead to turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, whatever it may be. That's just kind of the nature of his game. And, yeah, I mean, they're not going to knock it out of a second-year quarterback who hasn't seen any regular season action and for the most part was playing against number twos in preseason this year. So, yeah, I mean it's going to take a little bit to hammer that out, but I also think it's just always going to be in his DNA. That's just how he plays the game. And, you know, like I said, sometimes there's that upside that's going to come with that and you're going to love it. And other times it's like, all right, what is he doing? But that's just, you know, that's just the reality of how it will be.
All right. Freeze Pops real quick. Drake May, the gunslinger in him this year. Love it or not so much?
I think that you have to love it if you're going forward with Drake May. I mean, that's part of the reason why he was drafted number three overall. You want him to be that gunslinger. You want him to have that short-term memory, and if he makes a pick, you just come back out there and keep things rolling. But the key is that he's going to be a guy that isn't a repeat mistake guy, and you hope that working with Josh McDaniels over this offseason and early into this season helps him be a guy that can correct mistakes on the fly and that will limit the turnovers that you see. But you have to be willing to have Drake May throw a pick-ish a game. I mean, that's kind of what you see from guys like Josh Allen, and it is what it is. That's going to be a part of his game.
Well, you mentioned it is what it is, and I'm super proud of the two of you guys and just the growth that you've not only provided for the digital side, but what you guys have been able to do on air. I know it's every guy's dream that when they walk in the building that they have a chance to run their lips on WEEI. But at this time, since this is the end of the KJ show on a Sunday, any eulogizing you'd like to do to the congregation? Freeze Pops, you can go first.
KJ was a good man. He always brought energy to the air, and we will miss him dearly on these Sunday mornings.
Turp, any great words?
Yes!
Sundays will never be the same without the KJ show, 8 to 10. Tom said a great man, a lot of fun, and we're going to miss him dearly.
Yes! I'm almost kind of sad now myself. I shouldn't be. Guys, thank you for all, as always, for being here and being part of what's been a lot of fun this early in the morning. We'll talk to you again here on the air shortly. And Freeze, are you double dipping once again?
Oh!
He's going to be on here with Lions at 11 o'clock. Dude, I hope this is not going on your timesheet, because the company will hammer you now if you're trying to sneak these, you know, like, why were you here at the station five times today? You know, so stop putting in that 16. How many times are you going to put that 1601A in there? Huh? That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys, have a great Sunday. Excited for football season, and we'll talk again. Maybe we'll have you on the reunion show for KJ and Lions, knowing Lions next week. And don't ever, whatever you do, do not play him in college football. Don't fall for that bait, all right?
Thanks, KJ.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Justin Turpin and, of course, Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops, here on the final. I'm going home. But don't forget, when I leave this Sunday place, yes, I will go to that real KJ show in the YouTube sky, starting Monday at noon, the real KJ show on YouTube. But the show continues next on WEEI. Yes! Yes.
I don't know how we're going to do this with three guys, but let's try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You're listening to The KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
Oh, yeah, turn it up because Maggot Brain is done for this time.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes. Sometimes the Grim Reaper comes for you.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you.
I'll be right there with you, Hogan. Ozzy Osbourne, Pete Rose. KJ Show officially goes to burn in hell. This guy's so damn dramatic. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun, right? Like, usually when you think about an 8 a.m. Sunday morning show, usually it's your gym teacher talking about a bake sale that they're having locally. And while those are good, those tend to be boring. So I celebrate people like Tom Carroll and Justin Turpin, who I'm seeing grow in my eyes, including Joe Braverman. Jacob Lassner is now going working with the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's really my producers who, and in fact, we've got a trainee today. You know, Jason, get on the mic. You're right there, Jason. Get on the mic. Sorry, you have
What's
to
up,
be
KJ?
Here for, sorry, you have to be here for a death. But hey, you get to see a personality in real time go burn in hell. Totally kidding. But you know, you see a lot. You did not expect to see this much in training today, did you?
No, I'm learning so much right now, though.
And that's kind of the point, is what you don't see on the other side of the dial or here is the work that these producers have been doing an amazing job. I mean, you're talking about guys in their 20s possibly rolling out of bed of a significant other, lying to them, telling them that they're going to work. You don't have to work on Sundays. What are you talking about? Like, there's no show on Sunday. KJ Show. What is a KJ Show, right? It's just these young guys are coming out and doing a tremendous job making all these things happen. And so, Jason, welcome aboard. It's great that you're learning this stuff fast, because then nothing will be too fast for you moving forward. So let's get these last text messages for the KJ Show, the Sunday edition. Again, according to a cat, I still have 6 lives left before I officially die here at WEEI. I'm kidding. What you got, Brian?
All right, I got a 603 text saying, in terms of cutting Jabril Peppers, you shouldn't get rid of football players that make violent hits. He's one of the best tacklers in the NFL.
Yeah, you almost wonder, like, wasn't Jabril Peppers still supposed to be one of your mood setters, your attitude setters back there, right? Like, you expect Vrabel to really make a honed-in improvement on the front seven. Like, that's what you do. You know, your specialty was always making sure that defensive line was on par. The run game has been kind of a bit of an expose on the defensive line here over the last couple of years, trying to figure that out. And you felt like, okay, towards the back, you were fine. You've got Gonzalez on the corner. You went ahead and got Smith on the other side. So you figured like, hey, the back is okay. But, you know, I think it's just something culture-wise that says get rid of him, because you could have easily gotten compensation for Peppers. I understand why you thought maybe you wouldn't have got something for Bourne or Javon Baker. I get that. But Peppers, you would have gotten some type of compensation. A few more texts before we get out of here. John Lyons coming at 10.
All right, I got 603. I think this is going to be a failed season. They're trying to save money by cutting these contracts and trying to get people to take pay cuts because the crafts are cheap. I hope they have a horrible season once again.
Is this Belichick or his girl sending it? Is this Gold Digger Media sending text here to the station? I'm kidding.
This is Jordan Hudson's burner.
Right, this is her burner phone. Look, as bad as it was last year, this is what people begged for, was competency. But I say competency just shouldn't just be, hey, at least we won 6 games. No, when you have bad seasons, the NFL rewards you with an easier schedule. You cannot tell me that, like, the Panthers should not be a competitive game. Cleveland, look what's going on with them. These are people. You've got Chicago. You know, you still have a rookie, a guy who's in the second year trying to figure things out. There are games on this schedule they should win. You don't even – do you really even feel like the Jets are better than you? No, you don't even – you shouldn't even feel like Miami is going to sweep two games from you. So while the team may be bad this year, if it doesn't win nine games, I'm sorry, it's a disappointment. I don't care what anybody would tell me. If you can't, if this team can't win nine games, there's a problem. A couple more texts.
Here's a 978 texter talking about the Red Sox. They're guess hitters, and with two strikes, cannot bat to ball, especially with runners in scoring position.
This is where another veteran bat in the lineup. You know, we were talking about who the Red Sox should look after or who they should seek out in terms of getting a bat, because obviously the conversation was about first base. Toro's no longer in the mix. Gonzalez is kind of out there on an island. Now you've mixed in the new guy, the guy you brought in from Washington, Nathaniel, I can't think of his name right now.
Nathaniel Lowe.
Nathaniel Lowe, that's right. I almost want to say somebody else. You bring in Nathaniel Lowe, so that first base situation is still kind of a rotating situation. This is where I would have said, like, hey, this is where you get a Josh Naylor, right? Because if you remember the bats that kind of disappeared first, Seattle went and got Josh Naylor. So even though Josh, and the thing is, like, well, he's not coming and lighting the world on fire. Well, you're not going to just do that right away. But if you figure if Josh Naylor was in this lineup, now you might have some better, you have one more disciplined eye in there. Like, Sedane Rafaela is starting to drive me low-key crazy a little bit. Like, okay, bro, this ain't wiffle ball. This isn't MLB The Show. Like, that's how I play MLB The Show is you throw a pitch and it's near, I'm swinging. You throw a second pitch and it's near, I'm swinging. You throw in a third pitch and it's far and away, I'm swinging. These are the things you cannot have on the menu at all. Now, that aggression also had him as one of the hottest players in the league, but now they'll roll the first pitch to the plate knowing that you're swinging. So there needs to be some better plate discipline. It's not the case with Anthony. Rafaela, it's starting to be a problem. And you feel like you'd want to see Duran connect a little more. Like, you just, like, you, we should start seeing a little bit of going to the good, to the potential greatness that we see. These are the things that need to start showing up now. All right, one more text, and then we'll play the outro music for the last KJ Show. The only guy who's ever been killed three times on one station. Oh, it hurts.
KJ, it's such a sad day, so I think we should end on a positive note, don't you? Okay. I think we should end with a 603 text saying, I buy bagels every Sunday. Going to miss you, bro. You make my ride awesome. I will buy you a bagel today.
Oh, brother, thank you. You know what? And I mean, like, in big tips. Big tips. And this is what the show was designed for, right? Like, I think about what you're doing right now, and can I make this time interesting while you're here? That is my number one mission when I come on the air. Can I make my time interesting here? This isn't about being liked. This isn't about being hated. This is just a conversation between you and me. And what I find neat about it and what I've discovered over time is there's this energy between us.
Pause.
No, and I mean that because we do have an increase of female listeners. So thank you very much. And
pause.
Yeah. Pause. Oh, yeah, right. That even with the Jimmy Fund stuff, if you remember, I said, I believe that me talking to you is going to help push them over the $3.9 million from last year. But as I shared the story last week, the Sunday before the Jimmy Fund started on Monday, I told a good friend of mine, I'll see him again today, that the Jimmy Fund was going to raise it's going to get to $6 million. And because of you, it's at 5.7, but I think in part because of having this energy that exists that can carry on through Sunday afternoon into Monday mornings. So I really, really appreciate you more than you know. And this isn't goodbye. This is just a third death on WEE. I'm totally kidding. But I'll be back Saturday afternoon with John Lyon. So it's kind of a reunion of sorts. It'll be interesting. It's almost kind of like a couple of married people who are separated, but now they get to talk again. Do we talk about the kids first, or do we just, you know, just jump right in it?
Pause.
Pause. So enjoy John next. I have a surprise for him next Saturday that I won't even tell him. And he's like, looking at me right now like, why can't you just tell me right now?
He's in the producer's booth right now. He's wondering.
I'm just looking at you right now. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to walk right past you and say nothing about it. So thank you so much for making this time slot a lot of fun. You know, maybe I can get a little of that, you know, that old time. It's like, hey, honey, I get to stay in on Sunday morning. Try a little something. Enjoy. Fantasy football starts next Sunday, 8 a.m. here on WEEI. John Lyons next. I'll talk to you with John next Saturday, 12 noon here on WEEI. See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.